Chapter 3. The Basketball Tryouts.
It's lunchtime. Thank God. I'm so hungry,
says Ricky to Tony as they leave their English class and walk to their lockers.
Me too. English is so hard. I'm always hungry after our English lessons,
replies Tony.
It isn't hard, it's easy,
says Ricky, laughing.
But you have to do the homework, Tony.
Yeah, okay, I know,
replies his friend. They put their books away, lock their lockers, and walk to the lunchroom.
Hey, there's Stacy and Trish. Let's eat with them,
says Tony.
They walk over to the table where the two girls are sitting.
Hi, what's the matter, girls?
Asks Ricky, seeing their worried faces.
Ricky, we're scared,
replies Stacy.
About what?
Asks Ricky.
About those notes you and Tony found in your lockers,
says Trish.
Please show them to the principal,
says Stacy.
They could mean trouble.
Oh, girls, it's nothing,
says Tony.
It's just a bad joke.
Just then, two tall senior boys stop at their table.
Hey, Anderson. Hey, Caruso. Are you trying out for the team today?
Kyle Martin asks them.
Yeah, and I'm going to make the team too,
replies Ricky, laughing.
Oh, yeah? Well, watch out, kid. You don't want anything bad to happen today, eh?
Says the other senior, Pat Jones, with a nasty smile. Pat and Kyle walk away, laughing, to go sit at another table.
I don't like Kyle Martin and Pat Jones. They're bullies. They always make trouble,
says Trish uncomfortably.
Do you think they wrote the mysterious notes?
Asks Stacy.
Remember what Pat said. You don't want anything bad to happen today. The same words as your note, Ricky.
No, I don't think they wrote the notes,
replies Ricky.
They're creeps, but they just want to play basketball. Writing notes and sending emails is not their style.
Sending email threats? What do you mean?
Says Stacy, looking at him.
Oh, nothing, honey. Forget it,
replies Ricky quickly as he sees Tony's expression.
Let's talk about something else,
says Tony.
What movie do you want to see this weekend, girls?
After school, Ricky and Tony go to the changing rooms to get ready for the basketball tryout. While they are putting on their sports clothes, Pat Jones comes in. He pushes Ricky roughly. Ricky falls against the lockers.
Hey, watch out, Pat,
shouts Ricky angrily.
Why, what are you going to do, kid?
Pat laughs and walks out of the changing room.
Forget it, Ricky,
says Tony calmly.
He wants you to get angry. He wants you to play badly so you can't get on the team.
Yeah, you're right, Tony. He's a moron,
says Ricky after a moment.
Come on, let's go out there and show them who's the best.
Ricky and Tony walk out onto the basketball court, grinning.
Okay, everyone, onto the court,
shouts Coach Bergman. 25 boys get up and run onto the basketball court. 25 boys want to be on the team, but only 12 boys are needed. Everyone is nervous. The players practice for an hour. Finally, Coach Bergman shouts,
okay, we're going to play a game now. I want to watch you play so I can choose the boys to be on the school team. Play hard and play well, boys. Good luck.
Tony and Ricky and three other boys are in Team A in the white shirts. Pat Jones and Kyle Martin are in Team B with some of their friends. They're wearing the red shirts. Coach Bergman blows his whistle and shouts,
let's play.
He blows the whistle again and the game begins. Tony takes the ball and throws it to Ricky. Ricky dribbles down the court, dodging his opponents to the basket. He plays the ball well. He sees Pat Jones coming towards him and tries a shot at the basket. It's a good shot, but he's too far from the basket. He misses. Tony catches the ball on the rebound and shoots. Swish! The ball goes straight into the basket. 2 points for Team A. Kyle Martin catches it and runs off down the court. He crashes into Tony, who falls to the floor.
Hey, Martin, watch out,
shouts Coach Bergman.
Sorry, Coach,
shouts Kyle, but Ricky sees him look at his friend Pat and grin. The teams play for 15 minutes. In the end, Team A wins by 16 points to 12.
What do you think?
Asks Ricky as he wipes his face with his towel.
I don't know. It's going to be a really difficult decision for Coach Bergman. I sure hope we make the team, Ricky,
replies Tony.
Me too,
says Ricky.
Anyway, Tony, one thing's sure. Those mysterious messages were just a joke. Nothing bad happened at the tryout.
No, it didn't. Not yet,
says Tony,